God endows man with talent. Quoted, this honor was not brought about by Solomon himself. God gave to him the talents of influence and of great wisdom. Let all remember that tact and ability do not come from the natural man. Those who depend upon ministers or upon any other men whom they regard as superior to themselves, should understand that God is the one who endows man with talent. We see danger in the bestowal of rich gifts or of words of commendation upon human agencies. Those who are favored by the Lord need to be on guard constantly, lest pride or self-esteem obtain the supremacy. He who has an unusual following, he who has received words of commendation from the Lord, needs the special prayers of God's faithful watchman, that he may be shielded from the danger of cherishing thoughts of self-esteem and spiritual pride. Never is such a man to manifest self-importance, or attempt to act as a dictator or a ruler. Faithfully should his brethren warn him of his dangers, for, if left to himself, he will surely make mistakes, and reveal human frailties. In studying Solomon's history, we can see clearly that the very ones who flattered and praised and glorified the man of ability are the ones who did not recognize and glorify God for the blessings he bestowed upon them through the human instrumentality. They supported and glorified the man, God was dishonored, and therefore the Lord found the vessel he had ordained and used in his sacred service, becoming unclean. The sentiments, the spirit, and the likeness of the natural man began to appear, and he who once was doing God's will, became corrupted through human exaltations. Then the feebleness and weakness of man was revealed by the choice of injudicious friends, whose course of action helped the tempter to ensnare the man. The Lord allowed him to be ensnared, because he went on to exalt his own wisdom, and made not God his trust. He would not be counseled, he would walk in his own way. The Lord sets men in positions of responsibility to carry out not their own will, but God's will. He gives wisdom to those who seek him and depend upon him as their counselor. So long as men represent the pure principles of his government, he will continue to bless and maintain them as his instrumentalities to carry out his purposes concerning his people. He cooperates with those who cooperate with him. The test by which Solomon was measured is used to measure all.